Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to talk about the revamp of the Joker character. So this is technically try number three at this point. But before we do that, proud to announce that we have a New York Times bestseller among us. In addition to running for president, he has taken time to release his self-help book called Brace Yourself, Fool. Applying the hood mentality in everyday life.
What the fuck, man?
Jeez.
And
continue.
Actually, take a look at rule number six, which says that when a stranger enters the trap, they give you bad vibes. Tell them that the pizza place is closed for the day and peace out. So, Mike, what does that actually mean?
Oh, my goodness. I lost train of thought now. Damn, this road's getting funnier and funnier. Damn. What it means is that DC should let this Joker shit go. This is what it means.
Yeah. A bunch of articles out about this movie, about the trailer. I think some people might have gotten a screening of it because there's one.
At the Venice Film Festival.
Yeah. So the
IGN gave it a 10.
With that, I'm just going to bring up some bylines for some articles. And most of the bylines are like, oh, well, this might be Oscar-worthy, that this is the definitive character for the Joker. And I'm sitting there looking at the trailer, I'm like, what in the world are you people talking about? And then I looked at a Times Magazine article that defined this movie as the essence of overacting.
So they showed it at the Venice Film Festival over the weekend, and apparently it got an 8-minute standing ovation. Like you said, people are already talking about Oscar worthy. Joaquin Phoenix should get it. It's the greatest Joker character ever. All this other stuff. I've watched the trailer a few times, and I'm still trying to figure out what the hell is actually going on, because it just looks like a guy with clown paint on. Like,
yeah,
he's a very specific character, and I'm watching this trying to figure out, how is this translating to the Joker? Or how are the two really going to correlate? Now, the people who saw the film festival said that the trailer really doesn't show much, that the movie's wild, the performance is great, apparently it's violent and all this other stuff going on, but it just doesn't grab me. Like, I'm watching it, I'm still just going, this is not anything I want to rush to the theater to see. And I love Batman. I'm a Batman fan. So anything Batman related, I'm there. But this is just, to me, just another ploy to get DC fans riled up and try to get his foot in the game, and I don't see it.
Yeah, and that's what I brought up to you on Friday. I was like, DC's PR team is working overboard because they haven't had any real movies out in the past. Well, I mean, they did have Shazam, but in the past 2 years, there's only been two movies, so they're really trying hard for this movie to be great. So, Matt, go ahead.
I didn't see anything that captivated me to this movie. If anything, it just seemed like one of those movies to try to get emotionally deep with this character. And the artistic side of the Joker, is that what DC's trying to go to? Are they trying to go to adult-themed, emotionally invested characters in which, you know, they don't quite do very well? They either take it too far to the right, far to the left. Nothing in here that makes me wow and be like, hey, this is the next blockbuster. This might be one of those artistic movies like Mother that, oh, if you look at it from this point of view, it's great. Everyone should embrace it. I'm not seeing it at all. Maybe from an artistic point of view, I can't endorse this movie. I'm sorry.
James.
I think that they're trying to incorporate.
So you're talking about the Killing Joke or?
Yeah. With elements of that, because in there he was a comedian. Well, I think they're trying to incorporate that, but it looked like it's going to be an artsy film, and not saying it's going to
but it's Todd Phillips. I mean, that's Hangover, dude.
Yeah, and right. That's the thing that is kind of like, I'm not sure, because it looks like it's going to be an artsy film, but yet it's Todd Phillips. Could be all a misdirection. We don't know. It looks artsy, and then it's some real shit going on, but for some reason, I just doubt it. I just doubt it. I don't really have faith that this movie is going to be even good. And I just think that, like you said, DC is just trying to hurry up and catch up. They're still playing catch up because they haven't really had a movie out in a minute. I think the last movie they had was what, Shazam? That did very well. That was
I mean, really tonally it's that. A different movie. So if you look at all the Marvel movies, mm-hmm. tonally they have something set. I mean, they might mess with genres, but they still operate on the same level.
It's all the same type of tone.
Yeah.
The tone is the same. Yeah. It seems as if they're trying to take a darker tone. Is it possible that this movie could be good? Yes, it is possible. It's not grabbing me. Joaquin Phoenix is a good actor. He could probably pull the role off, but from the trailer, it just seemed like he's just a dude that's having a bad day. Of course, people listen to this and they know comics, they know what I'm talking about. If that's where they're going to, they're going to that part of the Joker story about the Killing Joke, one bad day. I can see that because it seemed like everything that he does is all fucked up. It's just all
And that's going to be my problem with the movie is that I don't want to sit there for an hour and a half, 2 hours of watching a deconstruction of a person. Nothing goes right for them. Everything goes wrong. And then somehow he meets Zazie Beetz, somewhat changes his life, and something bad happens, and then all of a sudden he goes off the deep end. I assume that's what the movie is about. I haven't even seen it. Haven't read any reviews about it.
Correct.
Yep.
You may figure out the whole damn plot right then and there.
Yeah, and then he probably has some beef with Thomas Wayne or somebody close to him. And obviously Robert De Niro's in the movie, so there's probably some problems with him. And that is the movie, at least from my interpretation. I just don't want to sit there for 2 hours and watch sad scene after sad scene. I'm supposed to really feel something for this person when he's supposed to be one of the greatest villains in comic book history. So sad. Oh, Arthur Fleck. Oh,
okay. It's like they're trying to pull your heartstrings to feel sympathetic towards him, which is to me is, I don't know.
I mean, there's always been a trend more recently to have a sympathetic villain. This is his movie to do that. I mean, again, every movie, there has to be some philosophical difference about the villain. It's not necessarily that the person's bad. It's like, well, they just had a different track on life, a different viewpoint. That's it. That's what's going to happen to him. So it's like, oh, well, he just had it rough is going to be this Joker movie. And then somehow he incites chaos with face paint.
Are you going to go see this movie?
I'll see it for the podcast.
I'm still debating.
For the podcast only, that's it.
He just sounds so disinterested.
I mean, I understand this movie, I don't think it's going to be terrible. I just think it's not going to be great.
I don't think it's going to be a 10 or this big Oscar-worthy thing that they're saying. To me, all this is just fluff to try to get people to go to theater and check.
Yeah. All these articles mentioning Oscar. How?
To me, that's a deficit when a movie hasn't even come out yet and they're talking Oscar already. No, because you already set the bar pretty high. So people's expectations are going to be high. I mean, well, probably not for us, but for the normal moviegoer, the expectations are going to be like, oh, man, this is amazing. It's going to be great. They said it's Oscar potential. They gave it a 10 on IGN. Critics are loving it. And then when people go see it, it's setting itself up.
That's what the movie studio is supposed to do. They're supposed to promote the movie. And after they promote the movie, they go overboard on, oh, well, this person, definitive performance of their career. I'm like, okay.
Mm. Well, one thing I could say that I believe is going to be decent about this movie, I think the acting is going to be pretty good. Because like I said, Joaquin Phoenix is a pretty good actor. You got Robert De Niro in there. No,
I agree, but I just think they're reaching. I think they're reaching way too much.
The acting, I'm sure that would be perfect. The way the story may go, the progression of the story, maybe kind of like, I don't know. I'm not so sure about that.
My issue is they keep talking this Oscar thing like we haven't already had somebody win an Oscar for playing the Joker. Like, alive or dead, Heath Ledger got it. So why are you talking like that didn't happen?
Yeah, and to be honest,
the
only bad Joker portrayal would be Jared Leto, because Jack Nicholson was the shit too.
Think about Mark Hamill.
Oh yeah, we can't forget about him.
Think about Heath Ledger, and then Jack Nicholson. That is all essence of the joke. What you will have is interpretations of those, somehow. But
yeah, I mean, he could do a bang up job. I mean, we don't know, but
Oscar worthy, James. Oscar worthy.
I don't think Oscar worthy. I don't think Oscar worthy. And plus,
like, Oscar worthy for what? Like, best actor, best screenplay. Come on.
Depends on his portrayal. I maybe best actor, maybe, but outside of that,
best set design.
I mean, and the thing is, the visuals, I'm already put off by the visuals. The Joker was just more than just face paint. It's just like he literally looks like a fucking clown. I mean, I understand Joker is supposed to be, you know, the clown prince of crime and all that shit. I get it. I don't see it. We could all be totally wrong, and this shit could be fucking amazing. I'm just saying, like, just the first impression and the direction that I think they're going, it just does not seem like it's a good direction. Acting, I think, would be pretty good because of the cast they have. But outside of that, I do not know. Matter of fact, who wrote the script? That's what I'm curious on.
I think Todd Phillips.
Todd Phillips.
He wrote the script?
He co-wrote the script, and apparently it's inspired by Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, King of Comedy, and Batman the Killing Joke.
Come on.
Well, come I kind of
I mean, you're invoking classic movies. Like, Taxi Driver, it's a classic movie. Robert De Niro, consequently, who's in this movie. You looking at me? The classic line, but...
Scorsese was attached to produce, and then he got off because he had other obligations.
See, okay, all right. So, all right, you got Taxi Driver, and you got the Killing Joke. So, I'm almost certain, you called it, Barry, you got the plot down perfectly. I am 100% sure you broke it down. This loser of a comedian basically is not that damn funny. He's down and out. Everything he does is shit. He meets Zazie Beetz. Some shit happens with her. Well, one, he starts liking her or probably fall in love. There's some type of romantic connection there.
She just feels sorry for him. And
you know what? Maybe something doesn't happen to him. Maybe she's the one who sets him off because maybe the love isn't that he has for her isn't returned. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know. He goes over the deep end, like in Taxi Driver, when he went off the fucking deep end and just start fucking doing some crazy ass shit. So that's the only thing I can think of. And then all of a sudden people are drawn to him, and now everybody's wearing the Joker mask and all this other shit. There you go. The Joker.
So Mike,
you're welcome,
brought up Scorsese. I forgot that Todd Phillips had done War Dogs, which was Jonah Hill.
Is that the one when he was like a gun runner or some
shit? Yeah, and that movie tried so hard to be a Scorsese-esque Goodfellas type of movie. Really tried. And then you're talking about Taxi Driver. So I assume that he's trying again. I will see it. I might not like it.
All right, so according to what somebody posted on Wikipedia with a source to some article, Phillips pitched the idea for Joker to Warner Brothers after his film War Dogs premiered in August 2016. During the premiere, Phillips realized War Dogs wasn't going to set the world on fire, and I was thinking, what do people really want to see? He proposed a DC Films differentiated slate from the competing Marvel Studios by producing low-budget standalone films. Low-budget standalone.
Okay, I'm already not inspired.
Like, even with Old School, Road Trip, those are also his movies. The Hangover is probably his most well-known movie.
Yeah.
The other two garbage in that series.
Draws inspiration from the Hangover trilogy as well? How in the hell does the Hangover have to do
with it? Well, I'm just saying, like, the whole thing with the Hangover is that you have some sympathetic characters that, for whatever thing that happens, it's all about the journey for them. One event leads to another event that leads to another event, which will happen in this movie.
It's a domino effect of shit.
Y'all are absolutely right. Phillips said it does not follow anything from the comic book. That's what was interesting to me. We're not even doing Joker, but the story of becoming Joker.
The Killing Joke, basically.
Yep.
Mike, you have said it plenty of fucking times. How can you fuck up a comic movie when you have the source material right there in front of you? Now, hold on. Hold on. Because they did fuck up the animated Killing Joke.
Yeah, it was garbage.
They fucked that shit up. Killing Joke is one of the best Batman comics out ever. And you telling me you cannot adapt that to the big screen? One, I would take Commissioner Gordon, all them out of it. But just have a lot of those elements, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we're speaking too soon. Maybe it does have more to Killing Joke in it than what we know. We'll see. When does this movie come out? It comes out relatively soon, right? Next week?
October 4th.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. The way they make it seem like this shit comes out next week.
Well, I'm just saying, when you drop a trailer just basically a month before the movie comes out, that doesn't inspire confidence.
That spies that they're desperate. They're trying to get people's butts in the seats.
Seems like maybe that movie might have had a couple of different cuts, and they didn't like it, or they didn't test well. And then all of a sudden,
it also says that it took about a year for Warner Brothers to finally say okay. They had a lot of issues with the content.
Well, I mean, I assume a lot of that was just
issues with the content, as in like the
doesn't say anything theme? Specific. No, it didn't say anything specific. But
I assume most Warner Brothers just couldn't figure out what they wanted to do, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, we just aren't going to do a cinematic universe.
Most likely, yeah.
Assume this movie
they
won't.
Said they would re-jump starting the universe again. They changed. They fired the old people and got new people in charge.
So how are they going to do the Robert Pattinson tying this into?
I don't want to talk about that.
I don't know.
Batman and see, that's the thing. It takes place in the '80s. I think.
Yeah, this takes place in the '80s.
Yeah, because Jared Leto's still attached to do Joker again.
I thought he stepped down from that. I thought he was just so pissed off from it that he was like,
fuck. No, I do remember them saying that they want to have two different Joker movies.
Yeah.
Why? In the podcast.
All right. So we are confused. James might be a little bit more open-minded, but we'll see. I mean, you could be wrong. I doubt it. That's BZK Podcast. We'll be right back.